Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Thank you for listening to or watching the Block Web Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday, the 7th of May at about 7 p.m. AEST. On this week's show, the crypto markets plod along. A stablecoin study reveals 90% non-user transactions. Denver police investigate a $14,000 crypto ATM scam. Upland concludes Chapter 1 of the Sparklet Airdrop series, although not without some drama. Walmart teams up with Roblox for metaverse commerce. A high school principal is embroiled in an AI audio scandal. Warren Buffett warns of an AI scam growth. VeChain unveils an NFT luxury collaboration, and AI levels the playing field in Web3 gaming. Plus, as always, we grant ourselves with some real-world insights and doses of reality from the good old meat suitiverse. Let's start things off by taking a look at what's currently happening in some of the cryptos markets now. This week in the crypto market, the global crypto market cap saw a slight recovery, rising by 0.4% to reach 2.34 trillion. Bitcoin's dominance over the market continued to slip, dropping by 9.2% to 48.9. Fear and greed index reflected this uncertainty, slightly dipping from 58 last week to 57 this week, remaining in the neutral territory, of course. Bitcoin managed to regain some ground, climbing 1% to $63,775, while Ethereum dipped by 2.6% to $3,077. Among other significant movements, Solana saw a decent gain, rising by 12.2% back to $154.12, and Avalanche bounced back with 5.7% increase to $36.78. Now, in blockchain crypto news, a new metric co-developed by Visa Inc. and Allium Labs, however you say that, reveals that over 90% of stablecoin transaction volumes may not originate from genuine users, indicating limited adoption potential for these crypto tokens in payments. Out of a total of $2.2 trillion worth in stablecoin transactions in April, that's a crazy amount, isn't it? Only 149 billion of those were deemed to come from organic payments activity, while the rest were attributed to bots and large-scale traders. This challenges the notion that stablecoins are poised to revolutionize the payments industry, despite bullish sentiments from fintech giants like PayPal and Stripe, etc. Experts emphasize the need for improvements in existing payment rails to enhance the utility of stablecoins. The data underscores the nascent stage of stablecoins as payment instruments, with user-friendly adoption barriers and reliance on traditional payment methods remaining significant challenges for widespread adoption. Analysts predict a significant increase in the total value of stablecoins in circulation by 2028, but the industry must address these challenges to realize their full potential. Sticking with blockchain crypto news, the Denver Police Department issued a warning about a new trend involving cryptocurrency ATMs being used by scammers to defraud victims, with one poor old sod losing 14 grand worth. Scammers posing as law enforcement officers convinced the victim to deposit their bail money using the cryptocurrency option on a self-service bank kiosk to avoid a fictitious arrest warrant. Despite the victim's compliance with the initial request, the scammers demanded further payments until the victim finally realized it was all just a big scam. Denver police emphasize that they never contact individuals directly about warrants or request money, urging people to hang up on such calls and report them to local law enforcement or the Colorado Attorney General's office. Well, if you are somebody who has an outstanding bail money order owed, I don't think you'd be in a hurry to get in contact with your local law enforcement office. But yeah, just that's another one of those things. Be on the lookout for scams. People try absolutely anything. All right, in Upland Metaverse news, Upland's Chapter 1 airdrop concluded with much anticipation as participants eagerly awaited their Spark tokens. Following the distribution, I initially praised Upland's allocation strategy, tweeting, "I think Upland nailed the numbers on this first drop. More than expected, but not an outrageous amount to raise concerns. 0.17% I got. I think I was level 3 with a 7x multiplier." However, that excitement turned to astonishment when it came to light that another participant had received an extraordinary windfall of 41.6 Spark, valued at over $19,000. Holy moly. This revelation sparked widespread discussion within the Upland community, with many questioning the fairness of the distribution system. Keep in mind that 19 grand worth of Spark that just got dropped to that player, that's only from the first chapter. So, you know, By the time we get to the end of the campaign, you could be talking about some serious, serious, serious coins. Now, that player, I believe, had the account was from 2008, if memory serves me correct, and 2.3-ish million followers, something like that. Anyhow, in the wake of the controversy, long-term Upland community member Satoshi's View voiced his concerns about the potential for exploitation within the airdrop mechanism. He highlighted the vulnerability of the system to manipulation, particularly through the use of high follower Twitter accounts to amass significant rewards. Basically, what you can do is you can go out there, I think Satoshi's numbers were, you could go and buy an account of that size for about $8,000. And then, of course, yeah, if the first drop is going to gain you, you know, the equivalent of $19,000, not a bad deal if you've got that sort of cash burning a hole in your pocket. So what else did he say? So, yeah, in the wake of the controversy, we covered that. What else have we got? Yeah, the revelation, basically what it does is underscore the need for greater scrutiny and refinement of the airdrop process to prevent such discrepancies in the future. If you were over on X, you would have seen that responding to that community feedback, Upland's community manager, X1 the Gamer, assured users that measures would be taken to address the issues raised, and he pledged to adjust the airdrop metrics to focus more on impressions and engagement for the next thing. That was the other thing. People, myself included, pointed out that that account might have had that many followers, but their reach on all of their posts was, some of their posts was laughable, was just nothing. So, yes, a bit more fairness and transparency in future distributions would be good. Keep in mind that that's only one player, and that only came to light because that player tweeted out, you know, their details. And then, of course, the blockchain rippers and everybody, we went poking our noses in and found it out. I believe level 10 for that player, so... levels were divvied up in pools, and then however many people were in that pool, then the ratio or whatever you want to call it, the distribution was put out from there. So no doubt there was other people that got that same amount as well. So it was just that this one happened to come to light. Anyhow, while Upland's commitment to addressing the airdrop discrepancies is reassuring, it's essential to acknowledge the persistent challenge posed by opportunistic actors seeking to exploit vulnerabilities in such airdrop systems. The potential repercussions of these actions, particularly upon token listing on exchanges, cannot be overlooked. While it may benefit buyers, it could spell absolute disaster for sellers. And, you know, you can imagine a situation where somebody comes along and they've got 20, 30, 40 grand worth of free airdrops. They just got, well, I'm not going to say they will just... Very often, they just dump those on the market and just absolutely decimate floors, etc., etc. And there's been plenty of instances where certain coins and ICOs and whatnot, they just never recover. So anyhow, while the specific circumstances of this incident remain unclear, it underscores a broader issue within the crypto airdrop space. Nevertheless, there remains hope that the actual recipient that was kind of spotlighted here and their significant spark windfall will actively engage with the Upland community, contributing positively to its growth and development. Yeah, just want to reiterate that we weren't trying to bash this person. There's speculation that, you know, it could have been a purchased account and that sort of stuff. That's all just hearsay. But it is just an insight into some of what can and often does happen with crypto airdrops. Anyhow, we move on. In other Metaverse news, picture this. You're wandering through the neon-lit streets of Roblox, soaking in the sights and sounds of the digital wonderland, when suddenly you stumble upon what? Walmart? That's not your average shopping spree, my friends. Walmart has planted its flag in the Metaverse, offering a tantalizing array of real-world goodies right there in the virtual aisles. From hoodies to tumblers to fitted caps, they've got everything a digital shopaholic could dream of. But wait, there's more. Of course there is. Not content with just selling stuff, Walmart is going the extra mile by tossing in a free digital twin with every purchase. Buy one hoodie, get a virtual copy for your avatar absolutely free. Been speculating in these sorts of shows that I do that that's going to be the case for a very long time. Makes perfect sense. Digital twinning, this is the tip of the iceberg for what's to come with all of that and NFTs and whatnot. Anyhow, yeah, so it's like getting two for the price of one, but in the Metaverse. With over 70 million daily users, Roblox is the ultimate playground for digital adventurers, and Walmart isn't just dipping its toes in the water, it's diving headfirst into the deep end. So whether you're a seasoned gamer or just a curious consumer, buckle up and get ready for a Metaversal adventure like unlike any other. So that's kind of a nice, fun, spooky article there. Now we're going to get into some kind of nitty-gritty, doomy, gloomy stuff. So in AI news, in a bizarre turn of events, a fabricated audio clip featuring a US high school principal has stirred up a whirlwind of controversy, leaving him grappling with accusations of racism and anti-Semitism. Crafted using AI, the recording purportedly, or however you say that, captures principal, I won't say his name, making derogatory marks about Jewish people and black students. The incident highlights the alarming ease with which AI and editing tools can be exploited to fabricate convincing deepfakes, underscoring a new frontier in digital manipulation. Amid the fallout, the school's athletic director faces charges for allegedly engineering the deceptive clip, shedding light on the far-reaching implications of AI-driven disinformation. This case serves as a stark reminder of the potential havoc that can be wreaked by malicious actors harnessing the power of emerging technologies. And yeah, keep in mind that this is all happening well ahead of, you know, laws and everything else that goes along with it. So I feel very, very sorry for this poor bloke. Yeah, whatever you do, don't try that sort of stuff on, because as the, what did they say, the school's athletic director, as he found out, well, if you F around, you're going to find out. So I would imagine he's in all sorts of trouble. Sticking with AI news, old mate Warren Buffett, the sage of investing, has put the brakes on the AI hype train, warning of its potential for mischief-making. Speaking at Berkshire Hathaway's annual shindig, Buffett painted a very grim picture of AI-fueled scamming, likening it to a growth industry that even he wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Remember him saying that something similar about crypto, something similar to that about crypto, yes. He's not exactly gung-ho about AI, comparing it to the genie let loose from the bottle, and this genie's cooking up some dodgy deals, he reckons. Despite the allure of AI's profit potential, Buffett's serving up a reality check. It's not all rainbows and unicorns in the land of AI. So as investors rush headlong into the AI craze, Buffett's words serve as a cautionary tale, reminding us that not every technological marvel is a golden goose, although this one I personally believe is very much here to stay. All right, in NFT news, in the latest fashion forward, Fusion, VeChain and Wav Labs have unleashed a stylish storm with their W3AS collection, marrying haughty couture with cutting-edge NFT tech. These luxury jackets aren't just threads, they're threads with digital flair. Each garment, meticulously crafted with Italian finesse, comes with its own unique NFT, digital twinning, there we go again, elevating the ownership experiences to unprecedented levels of exclusivity. Now, owning a piece of high-end fashion isn't just about looking good, it's about owning a digital token that signifies authenticity, rarity, and sophistication. I can't read tonight. Sorry about that. If you're sticking with me, good on you. You deserve a medal. Anyhow, VeChain isn't just sowing seeds in the fashion world. They're stitching together authenticity, engagement, and a touch of crypto cool in every stitch. With this collaboration, they're not just about setting trends. They're setting standards, as the blurb says. All right. And lastly, for the Web3 stuff in Web3 gaming news, and more broadly than the ever-evolving landscape of gaming, the intersection of AI and Web3 tech is poised to rewrite the rules of play. While Web3 gaming once languished in the shadows of traditional gaming giants, recent developments suggest a shift is in the wind. With Web3 gaming tokens soaring to unprecedented heights, AI emerges as the game changer, offering a bridge between the two realms. As traditional gamers remain wary of blockchain integration, the integration of AI promises to elevate the gaming experience, bridging the gap between immersive gameplay and mainstream appeal. Projects like Aptos Labs' GameStack, fueled by partnerships with tech giants like Google Cloud, are leading the charge, infusing Web3 gaming with analytics, AI, and machine learning capabilities. Similarly, titles like Xverse are blazing trails by prioritizing gameplay and accessibility, leveraging AI to enhance interactions and streamlining the onboarding process. Wouldn't we love to see that in Upland, an AI onboarding assistant or something like that. Anyhow, it goes on to say, as the industry matures and embraces the potential of AI, Web3 gaming stands poised to captivate a broader captivate a broader audience, ushering in a new era of innovation and exclusivity in gaming. All right, moving on to the Meat Suitiverse news. In the Australian Meat Suitiverse and a sky-shattering twist of fate, poor old Bonza Airlines took a nosedive into administration after just 18 months of flight, leaving passengers high and dry. With an app-first approach that left older flyers feeling grounded and a failure to tap into the lucrative Golden Triangle, which for our overseas people, that's the Brisbane-Sydney to Melbourne routes, Bonza's journey hit turbulence from the get-go. But hey, at least they gave us some purple cocktails and budgie smugglers to remember them by. If you don't know what budgie smugglers are, do a bit of Googling. Probably safe for work, depending on what you land on. And the New Zealand Meat Suitiverse news. Now, this is a chilly one and a splashy saga of survival. A man recently braved the icy depths off Waitaki Rivermouth without a life jacket, spending a chilly 45 minutes afloat before his rescue. As winter creeps in, police sound the alarm on water safety, reminding folk that southern rivers can be as treacherous as a rogue wave in a teacup. And lastly, but not leastly, in the Japanese Meat Suitiverse news, Japan is grappling with a record-breaking, get this, 9 million vacant homes, painting a quirky picture of ghostly suburbs and lonely dwellings. With one in seven houses abandoned, it's like a real-life game of hide-and-seek, where the seekers are local governments trying to track down elusive owners. As the population dwindles and single households rise, these empty abodes stand as silent witness to the ebb and flow of modern life in Japan. You may know that the population in Japan is plummeting. There is a massive migration of people out of the country into the cities. Japan's also a bit quirky in the fact that, unlike Australia, where, like, my house is 30-something years old and it is now currently valued, like, bananas more than, you know, when it was first built and whatnot. It's a very different system in Japan because of the way their taxes and all this are set up. Their houses aren't usually meant to last. It's not uncommon for people to completely rebuild their house on the same block of land every 20 years or so. And there's, yeah, the land tax increases or something. So it's... They have situations over there where people in the country, their parents or the grandparents have a often big plot of land and has an oldish house on it, but it's not worth the money to try and sell it. They don't get any money for selling it. And if they try to demolish it, the demolition costs are insane. So, yeah, paints a pretty stark comparison to Australia, where we're, especially in this local Gold Coast area, the vacancy for rentals and whatnot is atrocious. The rental prices are going just absolutely through the roof. So, yeah, 9 million vacant homes. Crazy, crazy stuff. Anyhow, that's the beat for this Blockweb week, and it glips into some of what's currently making the news inside, around, and outside of the metaverse and in the Meat Suitiverse this week. If you'd like to get yourself involved in any of the Upland Down Under Entertainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me Ben68 a DM. And or get yourself in the NBA server, which is linked in the description. Now, if you missed out on Chapter 1 of the Upland Airdrop, make sure you get involved in Chapter 2. Make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's. Don't be a dunderhead like poor old D-Tech, who did all the hard work but then didn't link his account, so he got nothing. Oh, D-Tech. So, yes, that's all for this week. Catch you later.